Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome. Welcome to the movement. Today, I want to talk to you about intentions. Intentions. Let me first begin by saying that I came across this idea because I was reading my Manual of Hadith, the Maulana Muhammad Ali version of Manual Hadith. If you're not familiar with the Manual Hadith, what it is it's a book. It shows what the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, said and did, and what lives his companions led. That is what a Manual of Hadith is. I opened it, and the first hadith was this. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I heard the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, say, actions shall be judged only by intentions, and a man shall have what he intends. So whoever flees from his home for the sake of Allah and his messenger, his flight shall be accounted for the sake of Allah and his messenger. And whoever flees from his home for the sake of worldly gain, which he aims to attain, or a woman whom he wants to marry, his flight shall be accounted for that which he flees. You get what you're going to get from what you're doing. What are your intentions? Intentions are plural noun, a thing intended, an aim or plan. She was full of good intentions. What do you think about these days, Black man? Like what? The game? What? The Lakers or the Raiders? Who won the battle? I heard about the Kendrick, you know, Lamar and Drake. What baddie has the biggest booty or whatever, you know, about the drip? But what nigga got shot? Like what's on your mind these days, Black man? What do you think about these days? Would you happen to be thinking about a future for Black people? I know. You have to look after your life. I know. You got to deal with your kids. I know. You got to work with your family, with the shit you got going on. I know. But anyway, what are your intentions, Black man? Would you just so happen to be thinking about a future for Black people? Yeah, I know. But look, who then, Black man, is supposed to be looking out for, preparing for, maybe even planning a future for Black people? Who has intentions for the future of Black people? Let me ask you this, Black man. When you applied for college, did you pick a degree with the intentions of creating a product or a service for the Black community or for Black people specifically with the intentions of applying this knowledge to nation building? What are our intentions? Understand what I'm sharing with you, Black people. Look, this thing doesn't happen, Black man. This thing doesn't change without you having the intentions to change it. Without you having the intentions to change it, it doesn't change. How then, brother? How then do we change this? What do we have to do to then change this? You have to have the intentions, brothers. It begins with this. Walk in your faith, black man. Stand upright in your devotion and in your belief, black man. Whatever it is that you believe in, if it's the truth, stand and walk in your faith, black man. Stand upright in your devotion and in your belief. Number two, move with the intentions of doing something for your people, of doing something about the situation, of doing something in the name of freedom and liberation for black people. And number three, go to work, black people. Go to work with a strong smile, feeling great in the name of the movement, even if it is a bullshit-ass job. You know what? The rent is paid and it's food on the table. Whatever you do, you work it, black people. And it ain't as easy as people think it is. But we do it. And we do it with a smile. In all that we do, do it with the intentions of freedom and liberation for black people. Stand strong, black people, knowing this is going somewhere. We are moving again. So feel proud. Feel strong, black people. We are moving again. My conclusion, I want to say that I am proud of you black people, to all those joining and donating to the movement. Thank you. And I'm proud of you black people. You got us this far. All of you black people, all of those writers and researchers, educators, ministers, leaders, and members of movements against oppression in America, Africa, and abroad. We couldn't have gotten this far without you. We couldn't have gotten this far without you. So I'm proud of you, so-called Negroes. You got us this far. Even those who simply had to go to work. Even the ones who, I just got to get through the day. I'm proud of you, black people. I'm proud of you. This is the movement. The movement of freedom and liberation for black people. This is the movement.